Welcome. Thank you for tuning in again to the Bible Believers Broadcast, brought to you by the Bible Believers Church of South Lyon, Michigan. We continue now as Pastor Mike takes us through the book of John.
All right, well, it's good to be back with you again today. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday and complete the story of the woman at the well and her dealings with the Lord Jesus Christ here in John chapter number 4. The Bible says here in John chapter number 4 and verse number 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now don't forget, Jesus Christ is speaking to this woman, and he's talking to her about the truth and how she's been worshiping, but she doesn't know what she worships. They're not worshiping the right way. And so he's telling her how to worship the right way, and we discussed that last time. Verse number 25, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. And he saith unto them, I have meat to eat, which ye know not of. Then said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white. Already the harvest. He that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then said the woman, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, but we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. So we see here in this story, first of all, the wicked woman, and that she had a need for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. She was a sinner. She was a worshiping sinner, but she was still a sinner. She was a religious sinner, but she was still a sinner. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to her while she was in her sin, and he asked a drink of her. So he was showing her right out the beginning that he was willing to have a sinful woman serve him. But that woman first had to come to know the truth. She had to come to understand that she was a sinner and that she needed him. Not worldly water, she needed the living water, the well of water that would spring up in her soul into everlasting life. And when she recognized that, she recognized it because she heard the word of Jesus Christ. That was the second thing, the wicked woman who heard the word of Jesus Christ. And I talked to you last time about how you need to know that you're saved from the Bible, from the word of God. And that it's a twofold thing. You're born of the Spirit of God by the Word of God. Not just some experience you had. Not just some vision you had or some dream you had or some time that you had this experience. But no, I know I'm saved because I've seen what the Bible says about Jesus Christ and about sinful men and about me. And I have confessed my sin to Jesus Christ and received Him as my Savior like the Bible says I was supposed to. The third thing I want you to see is today is the wealth of Jesus Christ. And my, he is wealthy. Now, I'm not talking about the wealth of this world. I'm not talking about filthy lucre. I ain't talking about, you know, this whole seed faith thing and you give money to get money back and all that kind of foolishness that only seems to profit the church and the preacher. I'm talking about the real wealth. I'm talking about things that go, that I mean, they're so rich. And they're so expensive, and they're so valuable. That's the word I'm looking for. They're so valuable that there is no amount of money on earth that can buy it. Friend, that kind of value is found in Jesus Christ. He is that wellspring of water, verse number 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's what we've been trying to tell you. In him. Receiving Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit in him is spirit. See? In him. A well of water in him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling the believer. The person who's trusted him as their Savior. He comes and indwells us. What a blessing that is. What a wonderful truth. What an outstanding truth. That truth boggles my mind that Jesus Christ said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That he is in thee, a well of water, and he springs up new and fresh every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I have a faithful Savior. He is good to me when I don't deserve it. He's been great to me. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, my staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hey, in him a well of water springing up in everlasting life. Jesus said in verse 13, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Friend, you can go on down to the bar. You can try to drown your sorrows in the bar. You can try to drown your sorrows in some kind of an immoral relationship. You can try to drown your sorrows in a good time and in party. You can drown your sorrows in a career and in trying to make more money. You can distract yourself with your music and your iPhone and your iPad and your internet searches. You can absorb yourself into some kind of a hobby or obsess yourself with something you're into, but you will never find anything that fully satisfies until you actually find the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in your soul. Then you found what you're looking for. Then you found something that won't go away. You drink the water of this world, you're thirsty again. You go hammer that brew and you'll need some more. You go shoot up on that dope and you'll need another fix. You go smoke that joint, you'll need another one. But my friend, when you find Jesus Christ and who he truly is and accept him, humble your heart, receive him, you have found what you need. You'll never thirst again. You have no desire to go back to your old religion. So many people, so many millions, the masses, try to satisfy the need of their soul in religion. You gotta go back for another service. You gotta go back and give more money. You gotta go back and make more prayers. You gotta go back for another confessional. Hey, I'm glad that I found the truth of Jesus Christ. I confessed my sin once and for all. He came into my heart and saved my soul once for all. O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once and for all. He'll never thirst again. Praise God for it. I'm thankful for it. I hope you get a hold of this morning. If you're saved, I hope you have a rejoicing in your heart, recognizing what Jesus has done for you, and praise and glorify his name. Now, Jesus says, I got a wealth, the wealth of Jesus enabling to meet the needs of men. But there's a wealth of Jesus in worship that's real. The Father seeketh such to worship him. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm glad I got real worship. I'm glad when I get on my knees and pray that it's real. I'm glad my Savior hears me. God receives my praises and my glory when I glory in his name. God accepts it. When I speak of myself and glorify myself, it doesn't please the Lord. It strikes conviction to my heart. A man speaking of himself, he glorifies himself. I read that this morning in John chapter 7, I believe it is. John chapter 8, somewhere in there. But man, when you speak of Jesus Christ and glorify him, he sees that. It's real. I'll tell you, there are times in our churches on Sunday, in our church on Sunday morning, that it just gets real. On Sunday night, we gather together. Wednesday night, we gather together. It gets real. God's people start shouting and praising the Lord. And I love it. I like to see something real, something genuine, something where the Spirit of God is moving and no man's drummed it up or worked it up or tried to make it happen, but God's people begin to hear from God and their spirit, their soul, their heart gets encouraged and revived and excited, and that fresh, cool water that's in them begins to flow again, and they start shouting and praising Jesus. Real worship. But there's something else you'll see here. There's a wealth of work in Jesus Christ. Not only a wealth of water that satisfies, not only a wealth of worship that doesn't go away. I'm talking about a real worship service, man. Ah, man, it's a blessing. It's something, it's a blessing. I can't wait for Sunday. I'm looking forward to it right now. You're gathering into church with a bunch of people that want to be there. Not the deadness and dryness and drabness of religious rituals. Ugh. Not the solemn, depressing, almost funeral feeling that so many churches have. That's from a risen Savior. We're not there staring at a casket with the body of Jesus still on a cross. We're serving a Savior who's alive forevermore and coming back to get me, maybe today. Maybe I won't even make it to the next worship service on Sunday. What a blessing. It's exciting to be in a church where people want to be there and the Lord's being worshipped in spirit and in truth and the Bible's being preached. But I'm also thankful that there's a lot of work to do. Jesus tells his disciples, as we read just a minute ago, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He's talking about a spiritual drink in this passage. He's talking about a spiritual meat, and he tells them that because he said it's to do his will, the will of him that sent me, the will of the Father, and finish his work. My friend, you may be saved, but not serving Jesus Christ, not working for your Savior. You're saved. Praise God for that. You're not going to hell. What a blessing that is. But it is time, my brothers and sisters who are out there and have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're born again, it is time for us to get to work for our Savior. Our meat belongs to them that are of full age. It gives you the strength for the work. It gives you the strength for the fight. It gives you the strength for the battle. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Don't start and quit. Can't stand a quitter. You start great, wonderful. But it's not how you start that matters. It's how you finish. It's not whether or not you trip along the way. It's whether or not you get up and keep going. Let's do the work that God sent us to do. And in this work, he says, all right, say ye not there yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say to you, look up, look up, look up, look up. Lift up your eyes. And look on the fields. I say to you, lift up your eyes. Look, folks. And look on the fields, so they're white already under harvest. Already in harvest. Listen. Look around you and see that there's many out there that need Jesus Christ. And be like this woman who ran back into town and some believed because she just went and said, hey, I met somebody. She didn't know all the verses. She just said, come meet the guy. Come meet him. You gotta come meet him. She brought him to church. She brought him to Jesus. Others believed because they heard the Lord. They didn't like her. They wouldn't listen to her testimony. But when they heard Jesus, okay, now we'll believe. They're almost putting her down in verse number 42. But who cares either way? If you'll get out and tell them, they'll come. The Lord will do his work. Get out and tell them. So others may be saved. Until next time, God bless you.
That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in again next week. And every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5:15 p.m. We would love to hear from you and your reaction from any of these broadcasts. And you can reach Pastor Mike directly with any questions that you might have. The Bible Believers Church website at www.bbcosl.com. Please like our Facebook page at the Bible Believers Church of South Lyon, Michigan for continuous updates.